Escape. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This is the story of Carolyn Jessup, who grew up in tiny Colorado City on the Arizona-Utah border, a city populated and run by Mormon fundamentalists who practice polygamy and follow a prophet named Warren Jeffs, now serving time on rape charges for taking underage wives. Carolyn was born there, but finally had enough when she saw the prophet breaking up families at will.
He would kick a man out and tell him that they could not exalt their family into the kingdom of heaven, and then he would reassign the three or four wives that this man had to other men's families.
Carolyn could not accept this, and one night, when her husband was out of town, she decided to pack up her eight children and escape. Betty, her oldest, didn't want to go.
She said, "Mother, what are you doing? Why doesn't Father know what you're doing?" And I grabbed her arm. I didn't give her any explanation. I just said, "Betty, I will not leave you behind."
Her story is in a book called Escape, which describes a town which has an elected council and an elected mayor, but which in fact is a dictatorship.
And whenever it was election time, everybody who was voting was told to go to a specific room, and then you'd go to that room and be told who to vote for.
She says the town now soaks up $30 million in welfare payments for the children there, and the religious schools have left those kids illiterate. Which sounds terrible until you think unmarried parents with illiterate children are not just in Colorado City. And maybe some people like it. In fact, Carolyn's daughter Betty, when she turned 18, went back.
A mathematician ran the numbers on this community. And he said in 70 years, there will be 3 million people there.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.